And at 7:07, we have fog and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for the fog to burn off. It's skies to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 94. There will be a heat advisory in effect for those counties along and south of Interstate 80, including Cass, beginning at noon today for heat index values as high as 103 to 108 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. One person was taken into custody following a reported shots fired incident in Atlantic Sunday. A call about the incident at the Turkey Creek Lodge on East 7th Street came in at around 10:05 p.m. Atlantic Police Sergeant Spencer Walton said late Sunday night,
"It's still a very active investigation. We do have one male individual detained, and we are working with him and the victim to determine exactly what transpired. There were no injuries, which is the most important part. We're very thankful for that."
The unidentified male was taken into custody at around 10:38 p.m.
"There is no further threat to the community. Everybody's fine."
And Walton said that one or two shots, possibly more, were fired during the incident. The Cass and Shelby County Sheriff's deputies assisted Atlantic Police at the scene.
"Big props to everybody that showed up tonight. Obviously, you know, in Southwest Iowa, when a significant call comes out, everybody shows up. We're thankful for that."
In other news, Red Oak Police report the arrest Saturday evening of 36-year-old Joshua Andrew Fink from Stanton. Fink was arrested for driving while suspended and domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending a court appearance. A motorcycle accident Saturday night in Fremont County claimed the life of a man from Missouri. The Iowa State Patrol says 58-year-old Harley Stinson from St. Louis died when the 2017 Harley-Davidson he was riding for some reason left the traveled portion of westbound Highway 2 at around 8:30 p.m. and entered the gravel shoulder. The cycle then entered a ditch before hitting a bridge guardrail and continuing down into the ditch. Stinson was ejected during the crash. The accident remained under investigation. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports Jesse James Baker, who was convicted of habitual offender person in Pottawatomie County, failed to return to the Council Bluffs Residential Correctional Facility as required Friday. Baker is a 34-year-old white male, 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 174 pounds. He had been admitted to the work release facility on June 22nd of this year. His picture can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Persons with information on his whereabouts should contact their local police department. A 46-year-old man is in custody in Kansas in connection to the death of a 23-year-old woman in Omaha, Nebraska, after her body was found in a park in neighboring Council Bluffs. Omaha police on Friday said Ralph H. Bullard already was in the Leavenworth County, Kansas jail when they obtained an arrest warrant for him on possible charges that include second-degree murder and auto theft. Leavenworth County jail officials Saturday said authorities in both Nebraska and California are also seeking to return Bullard to their estates, but had no further details. Omaha police identified the victim of the homicide as Leah Verratti. An inmate serving a sentence out of Cherokee County has died in prison. The Iowa Department of Corrections said Sunday 28-year-old Anthony William Geltz was pronounced dead due to apparent suicide at approximately 11:04 p.m. Saturday. His death occurred at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. Geltz had been serving a 2-year sentence for the crime of assault causing injury on peace officers or others out of Cherokee County. His sentence began on December 17, 2020. The department investigates all suicides within its correctional facilities. Lorenz police say they found nearly 300 pounds of marijuana and stolen items in a storage unit in Spencer. Matt McWilliams filed this report from Spencer.
A storage unit rented by William Cole, who was arrested in late July in Lorenz, was searched, and the Lorenz Police Department located and seized 260 pounds of marijuana, which has a street value of $550,000 to $750,000, a 9mm handgun, a stolen generator out of California, a stolen 48-inch deck mower out of Des Moines, along with numerous other items. Cole is currently in the Pocahontas County Jail on previous charges. Authorities further charged him with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver marijuana, first-degree theft, second-degree theft, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and felon in possession of a firearm.
And a no-swim advisory remains in effect for Lake Manawa and Council Bluffs. In July, the Iowa DNR had said the E. coli bacteria levels in Lake Manawa were five times higher than the level considered safe. The lake is one of 11 across the state with an E. coli-related advisory. The Iowa DNR says we'll keep the beach under a no-swim advisory, or swim at your own risk, if you will, for the time being. Other area lakes or recreation areas with advisory still in effect include Prairie Rose State Park Beach in Shelby County, Lake of Three Fires Beach in Bedford, and Nine Eagles Beach in Davis County, which is in southern Iowa. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say it's nearly impossible to trace the source of the bacteria. That's because the sources can include animals such as wildlife, dogs, and humans. Determining the exact source is also expensive and time-consuming. That is a check of our news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.